Hello, welcome to the Johnsonites Church Parent Resource Podcast. We know you are busy and on the go, but that you also love your kids deeply and want them to know Jesus, and we want to come alongside you in that journey. We hope that this new way of presenting our monthly resources is helpful and easy to access. Now sit back, grab your favorite beverage as we dive into the topic of prayer. Well, I'm Emily, and I'm here with my good friend Vanessa, and today we are going to be sharing about how to pray for and with kids and what that looks like on a practical level, as well as some resources to help you on your journey.
Hey, I'm Vanessa. So as a new parent and even as a believer in general, something that I used to struggle with a lot was prayer. I didn't always feel comfortable praying in church settings, even though at one time I worked at a church, and I just felt like I never really quite knew what to say. My prayers didn't sound as fancy or eloquent as some people's, and for many years, this was an insecurity that I carried around with me. When I became a parent to toddler-age kids, I saw the beauty of childlike prayers and realized that it was less about whatever preconceived ideas I had about prayer and more about aligning my heart with God's will and praying for everything.
Yeah, so good. And I love what you said about childlike prayers, and such a good reminder. It's easy to get sidetracked from the true purpose of prayer and think we ought to make it into something it's not. Like for myself, I saw prayers answered over my lifetime and big and small. And as I understood that God was leading my life, walking with me, prayer became more of a natural thing for me. And I often struggle with doing things on my own, not asking for help. And I could see the pattern of how my life was filled with stress and chaos when I did that, when I did things on my own. And then way more peace and direction when I brought things to the Lord. And this naturally flowed into my children's lives as I saw the same thing happening in their lives. When we prayed together, we saw God answering that prayer. And they were a part of that. And then they saw the power of prayer. And that has been really cool to see over, especially over the last year.
Something that I used to think a lot about was, how can I pray more for my family? So something that I had heard in a sermon a few years ago, and I think this was maybe pre-kids even, so I had forgotten about it and then one day remembered it again. I've implemented this in the last recent season of my life, and it's to set alarms on my cell phone for my family members. And when my alarm goes off, I pray for them. So my cell phone is probably, like most of you, something that I always have with me at all times. So that was a really practical way that I could remember to pray for people and make time for it in my day. So I recently did this with one of my family members who was going through a hard time. So I had set maybe 4 alarms on my phone throughout the day. And when they would go off, I would pray for them. And as I did this, it was a few months that I was doing this for, I realized that I was even praying out loud during the day when the alarm would go off if I was driving or something. And one of my kids would always say, "Oh, you're praying for so-and-so," or "It's time to pray for so-and-so," when they heard the alarm go off. I found that this has been a really simple and practical way for me to commit to praying regularly when I feel like God has put something on my heart or that I need to submit to him in prayer. I struggle with control. So I think prayer for me has been a way to just realize that I am not in control and God is, and I need to give my worries and thoughts and heart over to him throughout my day.
So good. I love that you were praying out loud and your children found you praying out loud and you weren't even aware. That's just so great. Love the idea of timers. It's so helpful. I feel like I need that reminding and prodding all the time. One way to pray more for your family is to pray scripture over them. Sometimes we underestimate that and the power that we have in the resource of the Bible. The Psalms and the epistles are full of prayers you can pray over your children. One of my favorite is Ephesians 3:14-21, and verse 18 says, "To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ." And so praying that simple prayer through those verses over your children, they can know God's love and everything that Paul writes about in that passage. And the Psalms are also powerful prayers that you can pray for your children. There's so many. So you go through, and as you find one that you want to pray over your children, you can choose that one. And I just chose Psalm 121 as one today as a reminder of praying protection over your children. And the Bible is full of prayers and examples for us on how we can pray, not only for each other, but for our kids. And so sometimes when we don't know what to pray, we can turn there. And God provided that way for us to know more of him and help the conversation that we have with him already through the Bible. And so our children hear us or seeing us praying over them. It's such a great way to introduce prayer with them. There have been many instances in my own life where a situation comes up, like a sudden news of a sick loved one or a stressful or strenuous situation, maybe a difficulty that seems like it has no solution. And while I knew that prayer was the best solution, my humanness would often kick in and I would let it go by. And maybe if you experience the same thing where you be like, oh, I should pray right now, but my reaction is to try to solve this on my own. And so we try to practice as a family being the first response is to prayer. Mm-hmm. So when you have that situation come up, you turn to prayer right away. And so when someone starts talking about the stressful situation, someone will say, let's pray. And when we hear about someone we know close that is struggling, we say, oh, let's pray about it. And even when we're stuck in traffic and we feel like there's no way out, well, let's pray. And the little or small situations, we try and bring them right away to God. And we definitely aren't always perfect. And sometimes we do forget and try to solve it on our own. I can see the difference it makes when we do this, especially as a family. So, you know, our kids hear Dan and I talking about something and we pray about it. And this makes it so that our kids then respond with that the first thing too. And it really puts that first and foremost, God is the one providing us with all we need. It's not ourselves. So when the first thing we did was pray, it's evident, it's obvious. There's no question. Oh, God heard us. And these sweet moments have happened over this last year as we've come to do this more. Is like then when one of our children is like, let's pray about it. And you realize, right. And they're watching us and they're seeing this. And there's like such amazing moments that you realize they're being bold in their faith. And they see the power of prayer and bringing things to God. And so these can be the simplest of prayers in those moments as you pray together, just crying out, hey, God, help us, or help that person. And they don't have to be fancy, but God knows our hearts and he knows theirs. And that's just such an awesome thing.
Yeah, that's really good. I like the idea of seeking God first in everything. I think that is really important in our prayer life. So I think I'll share a little bit about where my prayer life was at a year and a half ago. So I would say pre-pandemic, I maybe had some negative views about prayer. Growing up in ministry and serving in the church, I think prayer to me became kind of almost like a Christian excuse not to do something. When I would ask someone if they wanted to serve somewhere or do something and their answer would be, oh, I'll pray about it, we would be like, oh, like we're never going to hear from them again. Like, haha, like we know what their answer is. When the pandemic happened and I had some big changes in my life happen during that year, I didn't really have anything else I could do other than pray. I think God really put me at the end of myself. And I think I had some big moments where I just was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where life is going. Like, I don't know if everything is going to be okay. And really, it just brought me to my knees, just really giving all of me to God in the sense, like, I need to spend time with God and I need to talk to God because I believe that God is sovereign. I believe that he is omnipresent and I believe that he is in control, not me. That for me was a big shift. Mm-hmm. And that is when in our house, we started taking prayer a lot more seriously, just implementing different prayer practices, which I'll talk about in a second. But it was such a big heart shift for me, just how I viewed prayer, how I needed to incorporate prayer just into my all day, everyday life. And I just had never done that before or experienced prayer like that. So it was, yeah, just a big change. And it's something that I've become really passionate about now is just how can I pray about this? Like, how should I pray about this? How am I seeking God's will before my own? I think that has been one of the biggest things for me in prayer. So my husband actually had a great idea. So he had the idea that as we started praying more together, that we should start a prayer journal. So if you have a spouse, this is something I would highly recommend because it has been very beneficial and just powerful for us seeing how God is working in our marriage and in our life. So we have a prayer journal together. And sometimes we'll pray every day and write things down. Sometimes life happens and it's maybe once a week. But we write down a few points a day of things that we're praying for. And then when the prayer is answered, we will write down the response in the journal beside what we prayed for. And it doesn't always look like how we wanted it to look. Sometimes we see how God has worked to change things. And sometimes, yeah, the answer is not what we thought it would be, but that's why we prayed about it. So it's cool to see how God has worked in our marriage and in our family and just everywhere through this journal that we've been keeping and just what we've been taking before him. Something else that we do with our kids is we pray at home before meals. We pray with them before school every morning, and we also pray with them before bed. Mm. So we just do this by praying for them. We ask if there's anything or anyone they would like to pray for. Mm-hmm. Normally, they will pray as well. About a year ago, when they were younger, they would pray for every single person that was in their life. So it would take a very long time. Anyone who was in their day, they would name them. Now they have simplified their prayers a little bit more and don't do that anymore. But it's kind of sad because it was kind of cool when they used to do that. So we also try to keep our prayer simple by using basic, easy to understand language, just so that our kids know what we're saying. We're not using like big complex theology terms and they're like, I don't know what that means. Like, what's mom saying? There's no wrong way to pray, but you just want your kids to be able to understand what you're saying and be able to come alongside you in that. Something else that we do, which we have not always done, but we've learned in the past few months, is we pray for our kids when we have disagreement or conflict with them. So normally when we have something that comes up, if it's our kids maybe in conflict together or one of us having a problem with them or them having a problem with us, after we'll come together, we'll talk about it. We'll ask for forgiveness if that's needed on both sides. And then we'll just pray for one another, just that God would help us grow and that forgiveness would be had and that we would resolve that conflict together. And I think that has been something as a parent that has been very humbling. Just to pray with your kids when you have a problem, even if it's like the problem is maybe you sometimes, because I think I'm not perfect and I definitely don't always treat my kids with the love that I should if I get frustrated. Something about that, just humbling yourself and having even, you know, sorry, mom screwed up. Like, can we pray together and pray for forgiveness has just been a cool thing to experience alongside them.
Yeah, I love that. And just the things that you're introducing to just show the like continual prayer, always praying. And though you have timers and you have set times and you have journals, it's just this attitude of a continual prayer. And I love that as you were talking, it was just this picture of that verse that Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians, pray continually or pray always. Just this, that is just flowing through your day. And to introduce that to your kids is just such a beautiful thing. And just as you were talking, that came to mind. And but let's be honest, even though we know prayer is supposed to be simple and a conversation that continually happens with God, sometimes we just need those resources or those tools to help us along and get us started in some areas. And so there's a reason there's so many resources on prayer. It is important and it's a huge part of our relationship with the Lord. And just sometimes we need guidance along the way. And so I've come to find a few resources is really helpful. One in particular with kids is Prayer Prompts. And it's a really great resource for kids, for myself, but also for children. And sometimes children ask for the same thing, like Vanessa talked about praying through the people in their lives throughout the day, which is awesome. But sometimes they don't really know how to talk to God. What does that look like? What does a conversation with him look like? And so Prayer Prompts just help to simply prompt them to pray for something specific. And so we created our own prayer prompts here at Johnson Heights Church to use at home, and we'll begin to use them in our Sunday classes when we start up in the fall, and really to help children see how they can bring anything to God in prayer. When my oldest daughter was younger, she struggled with night terrors and really quite fearful of like anything she saw. So scary images, scary movies. And so she would wake a lot at night, and it was kind of the same thing over and over. And so I was recommended a book to use to pray with her, and it helped me realize the power of prayer with my child and how it can be super simple, and also the importance of listening prayers. And so the teaching myself and my child to listen to God as we prayed through those scary moments. The book is called Children, Can You Hear Me? By Brad Jerzak. And basically it's a book that has prayers that you can just read them as if you're praying them to God. So they can read them on their own, and you can read them with them and pray through them. Of course, it wouldn't be a recommendation by me if I didn't recommend music. And so a great album that sings scripture, and you can use those songs as prayers and pray tools in your car, at home, and wherever you are with your kids. And of course, I listen to it by myself as well when I'm driving. But it's called the Remember and Proclaim Scripture Songs for Little Ones by The Corner Room. And it's really great. There's beautiful music. And you can explain to the kids that these are prayers to the Lord as you sing along.
Cool. So another resource is the book, What Every Child Should Know About Prayer. And it's by Nancy Guthrie. So there's six sections of this book. The first one is God wants us to talk to him. The second one is prayer is more than asking God for things. Third, God's people have always prayed. So that will go back into some like biblical history. And the next one is the Psalms. So the Psalms give us words to pray. Next, Jesus teaches us to pray. So going probably through some of the Gospels there. And then lastly, let's pray. So how can we pray practically in different ways to pray in our lives and days?
Well, amazing. So those are some great resources for you guys. And we hope that encourages you. Vanessa and I, we have struggled through our prayer our lives. And, you know, it seems like it should come naturally to us, but it doesn't always. And so sometimes we just need to hear those each other and encourage each other and spur each other on and know that, hey, like, we can use each other's ideas and these resources, and hopefully they'll be are really helpful to you, and they encourage you on how you can simply introduce or increase prayer with your children and within your family. And so as a resource to you over the rest of the summer, we want to introduce some simple prayer prompts for you guys as parents and with your kids that go along with some of the things that we talked about today. So this will be your resource that will go along with the podcast to help you really remember some of these points. We encourage you to use them first maybe on your own, and then try to pray with them with your children and maybe even as a whole family as a starting point. And so I'll post these on the church website, hopetoyou.com/kids, and in our Johnson Heights Church Facebook group, as well as us will put the summary of the resources that we talked about. So we hope these are an encouragement to you and that you have an amazing rest of your summer. And we look forward to our next family podcast when we return to the excitement and schedules of September.
Have a great summer, everyone.